Feeling increasingly unwell, Hoffman was obliged to return home. It was wartime. He went by bicycle. As the journey progressed, the external world began to look stranger and stranger. By the time he reached home, normal reality had disintegrated.
Nature, the feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty in it, and which filled me with happiness.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is John Whitehead.
Remember the candy you ate as a kid? Fizzies, wax lips, candy cigarettes, candy buttons, atomic fireballs, BB bats, bubblegum cigars, and lemon drops were all the rage at one time. But as more schools fall prey to zero-tolerance policies, the sweet concoctions of childhood are fast becoming bitter pills to swallow for today's young people. For example, one 6-year-old Colorado boy was treated to a sour experience after he was caught sharing a lemon drop with a fellow student. After calling an ambulance and the local fire department, school officials suspended the boy from school for a half a day under the school's zero-tolerance policy for illegal drugs. The point of law is our Fifth Amendment. The right to due process, especially in the form of common sense in the classroom, is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
My name is Angel Raich. I'm a mother of two teenage children, and I fought all the way to the Supreme Court for the right to use the medicine that saved my life. I've been permanently disabled for 10 years, with an inoperable brain tumor, wasting syndrome, and several other serious conditions. For 4 years, I was in a wheelchair, in so much pain, I couldn't even hug my kids. The hardest part was looking in their eyes and seeing how much they were suffering because of my medical condition. The medicine that gave me my life back and gave my kids their mom back was cannabis, also known as medical marijuana. With medical marijuana, I can walk, maintain my weight, and I can be a mom. Without it, my doctors believe that I would die. To learn more about medical marijuana, contact Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or on the web at mpp.org.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you. And if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration. But in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Plastic sushi of the gods.
Tears of the strawberry in time.
Plastic strawberry sushi in time.
Plastic strawberries of the gods.
WMFO, Metro, 91.5.
Beautiful. mutator.
Marijuana, everybody. Marijuana. I like marijuana, you like marijuana, we like marijuana too.
Yeehaw!
Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Activity of marijuana. We wanna see the boys and commas marijuana free. Marijuana. See Drury and Bill Downing for marijuana. We want all the people in Boston to be free to marijuana. I wanna smoke pot, I wanna smoke a lot. Tomorrow we'll be in Boston Commons Park for marijuana. In technology, we know you're not alone for marijuana. I wanna be higher in an institution. This is called college marijuana revolution. Marijuana. Marijuana should be exempt for marijuana. From the laws, we are laws, we want to legalize marijuana. Everybody here, let's get high, high, high. Marijuana. My name is David Peel and I am really for real. Let's not get a nickel bag, let's get a bill of
tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are celebrating Bicycle Day next week with a theme called Psycho Tripo Dahlia. We've been mixing up a whole bunch of psychedelic songs, plus excerpts from a BBC program about Dr. Albert Hoffman, the Swiss scientist who discovered LSD. And we've also got some Timothy Leary, noted LSD evangelist, mixed in. And also we've been playing some songs about the spectacular surrealist artist Salvador Dali, who actually I hacked versions of his artwork for the Plastic Sushi. The Plastic Sushi images that I have on plasticsushi.com and org, and also on tearsofthegods.com and org. There's a lesser known work of his, the Spheres of Galita, that I use. And we're also having as our featured artist this evening Axe Monkey, the Boston band with the guitarist Carolyn Capozzi leading it. And that's how we began the last set, with Frenetic Carmen from Axe Monkey. And then we heard Pink Floyd going way back to 1970. A live performance of Careful With That Axe, Eugene, at the Fillmore West. And the Electric Prunes followed that with certainly a psychedelic song, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Also from that outstanding compilation, Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965 to 1968. And then we heard some public service messages and one of the coolest cover versions of any song ever, I would assert. Devo's cool cover version of Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced? And then we finished off the set with a live in-studio performance in 1994 at MIT's radio station, WMBR. That was David Peel and the Marijuana Anthem. David Peel was a musician, first became popular, well, he first became a real musician and recorded in the late 1960s. And, well, his songs had a real appeal to the disenfranchised, the hippies, the freaks. Yes, people like you, perhaps, and me. And thanks to Chuck Yu for providing that. David passed away last week at age 74. And that particular performance was before one of MassCAN's freedom rallies. Well, the MassCAN Freedom Rally of 1994, because Chuck used to always invite people who'd be at headlining or involved with the Freedom Rally on WMBR. And that was several years after that. I made some appearances along with Bill Downing on that show as well. Well, we've got a little over half an hour left. And, oh, before we start our final set, I definitely want to mention that next weekend, April 21st to 23rd, it's going to be Spring Dance Weekend here on Tufts. And the Department of Drama and Dance is having performances on Friday and Saturday and Sunday in the Jackson Dance Lab at 50 Talbot Avenue. So what happens when movement invention is sparked by solutions to movement problems rather than music or emotion? What happens when we focus on movement for its own sake, allowing a narrative to emerge rather than imposing one? What if we abandon showing and focus instead on doing in collaboration with others. Well, you can find out Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. Join dancers of the Dance Repertory and Performance class under the direction of guest artist Jun Kuribayashi as they explore these ideas alongside work by graduating dance minors. Jane Acker of WMFO, yes, our program director and assistant general manager. And then also Nelly Agosta and Teresa Ho and Miriam Priven. Then on Saturday, April 23rd at 5 p.m., join artists from the School of Arts and Sciences and the School of the Museum of Fine Arts for an afternoon of new work and current works in progress. Get your tickets at toughdramadancetickets.com, like I did for the Saturday, April 22nd performance, because, you know, I'm going to be busy on Friday night, right? I'm going to be here with you, or at least on the air. And you can also get your tickets in person at the Balk Arena box office, which is in the Adickman Arts Center. And of course, this has been a message from the Tufts Department of Drama and Dance and your culturally minded dance loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So backing me up right now is another local Boston band of the past, Land of the Loops. This is I Dream of Ghosts. Well, let's get going with our final set of the evening before Chase Carson comes in at 10 p.m. with a time tunnel. Rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco. Plus the jazz interlude around 11:30 p.m. So, let's start off with another track from our featured artist, Axe Monkey. And then, well, we'll hear some Jimi Hendrix. A little bit more obscure of a song. Some Shonen Knife, those German godfathers of all of hip-hop craftwork. A Dolly song by Captain Beefheart, some David Bowie. And maybe even some Brian Eno, David Byrne, and Led Zeppelin. We'll see about that. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. This is Dolly's Dark Dream.
Of the precipice is black with lovers. above them is a bag of nails.
This room, I was really astonished how this room had changed. The room itself and the objects in this room had quite a different form, different color, different meaning. The objects like this chair hat was like if he was a living object. It became moving from inside. It was so unusual that I really got afraid that I had become insane.
A kind next-door neighbor brought milk as an antidote.
Ich bring Ihnen ein Gläschen Milch, Herr Doktor.
She too was malevolently transformed. The bizarre and terrifying hallucinations continued all evening. At times, Hoffman felt that he was dead and had arrived in hell. But, at last, 6 hours after taking the drug, he felt himself returning to the normal world. 2 days later, now fully recovered, Hoffman reported his discovery to the head of the laboratory. 1 teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
Mystical experiences.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme has been Psychotripodalia as we celebrate the psychedelic holiday bicycle day next Wednesday, April 19th. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with another theme for you. And we're finishing up right now. Well, yeah, so in that last set, we began with our featured artist, Axe Monkey, in Dolly's Dark Dream 2.1, Jimi Hendrix, Room Full of Mirrors, Shonen Knife, Dolly Sunflower, the godfathers of all of hip-hop from Germany, Kraftwerk with Electrocardiogram, a live version from Minimum Maximum, Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, Dolly's Car, David Bowie, See Emily Play, and we finished up with Axe Monkey and David Lynchy. We are now into our jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. This is Sun Ra and his orchestra and Galactic Voyage. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Have a great weekend.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.